Kvi, Viato and now Al Tiro'u. Do not be afraid. Although Yosef said Al Tiro'u in Pasuk Yutes, over there he was telling the Shvatim not to be afraid that he would kill them. And now he is saying, do not be afraid that I won't feed you. Anoichi achalkel eschem vestapchem. I will feed you and your small children. Vayinachem oisom, and he comforted them. Vayidaber alibom, and he spoke words that entered their hearts. Rashi brings down two pshatim, what he said. The first pshat is that Yosef told the brothers that before you came, the Mitzriim were talking about me and saying that I am a slave, and therefore I am not fit to be king. But once you came, and they saw that I have such brothers, they knew that I was not a slave, and this was all a bad rumor against me. If I will go now and kill you, then the Mitzriim will not believe that I am not a slave. They will say that one brother does not kill another brother. So these people that he said were his brothers are really just people that he took off the street and said that they were his brothers. Therefore, I cannot kill you. It would not make sense for me to kill you because this will bring back the slander against me that I am an Eved. Rashi in his second shot said that Yosef told the brothers, if 10 lights were not able to extinguish one light, how can one light extinguish 10 lights? Maskal David asked on this pshat that this seems to be what the Pasuk had already said, because in Pasuk Yutes and Chof, Yosef told them that I am not instead of Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants will happen. And just like 10 of you were not able to do bad to me, who I am only one person, because that was not the will of Hashem, definitely one, I who am just a single person, cannot do bad to 10 people if this is not the will of Hashem. So, according to Rashi's second shot, this is really stated earlier. So how can Rashi learn Vayidaber Aliba means that he spoke words that entered their heart to say that 10 lights cannot extinguish one, so how can one extinguish 10? This is repetitious to what was said earlier. Rabbeinu Bechaya is medayek that we do not find in the words of Yosef anything concerning that he forgave his brothers. The Pasuk says, Al Tiro'u, Yosef said, do not be afraid, I will feed you, I won't kill you, but we do not find that he said, I forgive you for what you did. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, because of this, because Yosef never forgave the brothers, that's why they were punished many years later, that 10 of the great people of Klal Yisrael were killed in the hands of the Romans. The Asara Haruge Malchus, which we speak about by the Piyut in Yom Kippur and also on Tisha B'Av, they were punished because of Mechiras Yosef. Since Yosef never forgave the brothers, therefore they had to be Neschaper through the Asara Haruge Malchus. Vayeshev Yosef b'Mitzrayim, and Yosef lived in Mitzrayim, who uveis aviv, he and his father's house. Vayechi Yosef me'av v'esor shonim, and Yosef lived for 110 years. Vayar Yosef l'Ephraim b'nei shileshim, and Yosef saw to Ephraim 3 generations, which means 3 generations besides for Ephraim. Ephraim's children, his grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Gam b'nei Mocher b'Menashe yuldu al birkei Yosef. Also, the children of Mocher, the son of Menashe, were brought up between Yosef's knees. Concerning Ephraim, we see that Yosef saw 3 generations, but concerning Menashe, Yosef only saw 2 generations after Menashe, the generation of Mochir and the generation of the B'nai Mochir. And Rashbam explains that this was a fulfillment of the words of Yaakov that said, Va'ochiv ha'koton yigdal mimenu. Earlier in the Parsha, Yaakov said that the younger brother Ephraim will be even greater than Menashe, and that's why he placed his right hand on Ephraim. Over here, Ephraim was greater than Menashe because Yosef was able to see 3 generations from Ephraim and only 2 generations from Menashe. Vayomer Yosef el Echov, and Yosef told his brothers, Anoichi meis, I am about to die. Velokim poko yifkot eschem, and Hashem will remember you. Vehela eschem in ha'oretz hazois, and bring you up from this land. El ha'oretz asher nishba l'Avram liYitzchak uliYaakov, to the land that I swore to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov to give to you. Vayashba Yosef es b'nei Yisrael lemor, and Yosef made the b'nei Yisrael swear, saying, Poko yifkoy elikim eschem, when Hashem will remember you, v'alisem es atzmoisai mizeh, and you shall take out my bones from here. You should take out my bones from Mitzrayim. The Mefarshim HaMedayek, that in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yosef elecho, Yosef spoke to his brothers. But in Pasuk Chaf Hei, It says Vayash by Yosef es Bnei Yisrael. It does not say that he made his brothers swear, but rather Bnei Yisrael. Why does the pasuk switch the lashon? And the Mefarshim explained that concerning the Shvua, it was not limited to the brothers, to the Shvatim. All the Bnei Yisrael were included in the Shvua to take Yosef's bones out of Mitzrayim. Whoever was capable of doing it should do it. And that's what we find later on in Parshas B'Shalach, where the pasuk said, "Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy ki hashpeya hishbiya es Bnei Yisrael." Moshe took the bones of Yosef. He felt that this shvua was a personal shvua to him also, because the pasuk did not say "Vayash ba Yosef es echov," but rather "Vayash ba Yosef es Bnei Yisrael," including Moshe also. Vayomas Yosef b'meo v'eser shonim, and Yosef died at the age of 110. Although he was the second youngest of the Shvatim, he was the first to die. Vayachan tu oisoi, and they embalmed him also. Vayisem ba'oroim b'mitzroyim, and they placed him in a coffin in Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Soita says that they placed him in a metal coffin because the Mitzrayim wanted to place him in the Nile River. This way, the river will be blessed and will overflow and irrigate the land of Mitzrayim. When it came time for the Yidden to leave Mitzrayim, Moshe wanted to take the bones of Yosef, but he did not know where they were. He went to Serach Bas Osher, who was still living, and she told him that his bones are in the Nile River, in the Nilus. He went to the Nilus and took a tas, a plate, that had the Shem Hashem on it, and he wrote on it also, Alei Shur, come up ox, come up ox. Yosef was known as Shur, like the pasuk says in Parshas V'zayis HaBrocho, Bichor Shurei Hadolai, referring to Yosef. Alei Shur, come up Shur, arise from the Nile. And the coffin of Yosef rose to the top of the river, and Moshe was able to take it out of Mitzrayim. Zakrashi lachnoit es aviv, to preserve his father. Inyan merkachas besamimu. It's different types of besamim, of spices that they use to preserve the body. Vayimlu loy, hishlimu loy yimei chanitosoi. They completed the days of his embalming. Achem molu loy arboim yoim, until 40 days were completed. Vayivku oisoi, arboim lechanita ushloishim lebechia. For 40 days they embalmed him, and for 30 days after that they cried. Since when Yaakov came, a bracha, a blessing, came to Mitzrayim, shekola harov, the hunger stopped, and the waters of the Nile were blessed and used to overflow. That's why the Mitzrayim cried over Yaakov's death. Asher korisi li, bury me in the Ma'or Samachpela Asher Korisi. Zot Rashi, Kipshutoi. The simple meaning is, Kimoi, like it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Ki Yichre Ish Bar. When a person will dig a bar. Yichre means to dig. So over here it means, in my grave Asher Korisi that I dug. Umidrashoi, Oid Misyashiv Alaloshin. The Medrash also fits into the language of the Pasuk. It means, Kimoi Asher Konisi. The grave that I bought from Esav. Amar Rabbi Akiva says, Kisholachti lekrachayom, when I went to the cities by the sea, which means when I went abroad, hayukarin lemechira kira, they would call mechira selling kira. So therefore, over here also, Asher Korisi means that I bought from Esav. V'oy midrashay, another medrash, lashon kri, which means digar, a heap. Shenotel Yaakov kol hakesef hazav shehavim mibeis Lavan. Yaakov took all the gold and silver that he brought from Lavan's house, ve'osa oisei kri, and he made it into a pile, into a heap. Ve'omar le'esav, and he said to Esav, tul zeh, take this, bishvil chalkecha ba'ma'ora, for your portion in the Ma'or Samach Pela. According to this pshat, korisi means that I piled up. Kasher hishbi'echa, bury your father like you swore. Were it not for the shvua, I would not allow you to bury your father. Pare was afraid to say, violate the shvua. In order that Yosef should not say, imkein ever ala shvua shenishbati loch. If so, I will violate the shvua that I made to you, shalei agala al lashon hakodesh, that I will not reveal to anyone concerning the language of lashon hakodesh, shani makir oidif al shivim lashon, that I know more than the 70 languages, va'ato eincha makir boy, and you do not recognize this language. Kideisav mesechta soita, like the Gemara says in mesechta soita, garin ha'atod mukaf atodim hoya. It was surrounded by thorns, according to the simple meaning of the pasuk. The reason why it was called Gerun Ha'atan, because over there they had a silo, and the silo was surrounded by thorns. For Rabbeinu Darshu in Masechta Sota, Al Shem HaMa'ura, it was called this name because of the episode that took place over there. Shabo Kol Malchi Kanan Unisi Yishmol, all the kings of Canaan and the princes of Yishmol came L'Melchama to wage war against the brothers of Yosef. Once they saw the crown of Yosef hanging on the coffin of Yaakov, they all stopped. And they hung their crowns on the coffin. And they surrounded the coffin with crowns. Like the silo that is surrounded by a fence of thorns. That's why this place was called Gerun Ha'atad, because of the crowns that surrounded the coffin, like thorns surround the silo. Kasha Tzivam. And the brother, the Shvatim, did Kasha Tzivam, like Yaakov commanded them. Mahu Asher Tzivam, what does it mean that he commanded them? By Yisru es Bonov, the brothers carried Yaakov in a certain manner. V'loy b'nei Bonov, and not the grandchildren. Shekach Tzivam, this is what Yaakov commanded. Al Yisa mitasi la'ish mitzri. A person from Mitzrayim should not carry my coffin. V'le'echad mibneichem, and not one of your children, not one of Yaakov's grandchildren. Sheheim mibnois Canaan, because they are from the daughters of Canaan. Their mothers were Canaanites, according to one shita that Rashi mentioned earlier in Parashas Vayeshev. Ela atem, only you should carry my mita. V'kovel lehem mokoim, and he set up their places. Gimel Mizrach, three on the east side. Mechein ledal ruchois, and so for all four sides. Ukesidron lamasa hamachneshal degolim nikvukan, and the order that Yaakov set up that the Shvatim should carry his coffin. That's the way the Yidden would travel in the Midbar. Three Shvatim on each side of the Mishkan, in the same order that he gave that his coffin should be carried. Levi layisa. Levi will not carry my coffin. Shehu asid loseis es oren, because he in the future will carry the oren. Mi Yosef layisa, and Yosef will not carry my coffin. Shehu melech, because he is a king. Menashe v'Ephraim yu tachteim. Menashe and Ephraim will take the place of Yosef and Levi. Mizehu, and this is what the pasuk means in Bamidbar. Ish al digloi be'oisois leves avoisam, each one according to his degel be'oisois, in the signs of their father. They traveled according to the signs that their father gave them to carry his coffin. The same order that they carried his coffin, that was the order that they traveled in the Midbar. I would just like to point out, Rashi says that the children of the Shvatim were not able to carry Yaakov's mita, Yaakov's coffin, because their mothers were Canaanites. If that's so, how were Menashe and Ephraim able to carry the mita? Menashe and Ephraim's mother was Osnas. Osnas was Bas Potiphera, who was a Mitzri. So why were Menashe and Ephraim any better than the rest of the grandchildren of Yaakov? But according to the Das Kenem Mibali HaTosfos, it's very good. Das Kenem Mibali HaTosfos says that Osnas was not really the daughter of Potiphera, but rather Osnas was the daughter of Dina. When Dina had relations with Shechem, she had a daughter whose name was Osnas. Yaakov did not want Osnas hanging around in his household. He therefore took a kameya and placed it around her head and sent her to Mitzrayim. When she was in Mitzrayim and Yosef became the king, she took this kameya and threw it at Yosef. Yosef opened it up and saw that it said inside that she was from the family of Yaakov, and therefore married her. So Osnas was not really the daughter of Potiphera. Rather, she was adopted by Potiphera, but in actuality she was the daughter of Dina and Shechem. And that's why Menashe and Ephraim were able to carry the coffin of Yaakov, because their mother was not a Knanis nor a Mitzris. Zakrashi hu ve'echov v'chol ha'olim itay. When they were returning from burying Yaakov, Khan over here, Hiktim Echov Lemitzriim. The brothers, the Shvatim, were set before the Mitzriim, Ha'olim Itoi, that went up with him. Uvahali Chason, but when they went to bury Yaakov, Hiktim Mitzriim Le'echov. The Mitzriim are mentioned first, and then the Shvatim, Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vayalu Itoi Kol Avde Pare, all the servants of Pare went up to bury Yaakov, V'achar Kach Kol Beis Yosef, and first afterwards, all of Yosef's household, the Echov and his brothers. Since they saw the honor that the kings of Canaan gave to Yosef and Yaakov, they hung their crowns on the coffin of Yaakov. Therefore, on the return trip, they acted in a way of kavod toward the Shvatim and allowed the Shvatim to go first. Zot Rashi vayiru achei Yosef, and the brothers of Yosef saw kimeis aviem, that their father died. Mahu vayiru, what does it mean that they saw? Hikiru b'misasa etzel Yosef, they recognized Yaakov's death in Yosef. Shehoyu regilim lisoit al shulchanei shel Yosef, because they were accustomed to dine by Yosef's table as long as Yaakov was alive. Vahayu mekarvon, and he also was friendly to them, b'shvil kvod aviv, because of the honor of his father. Umishemes Yaakov lekarvon, and once Yaakov died, he did not invite them, and he was not as friendly to them. Lu yistameinu, maybe he will hate us. Shema yistameinu, maybe he will hate us. Lu mischalek l'nyonim harbin. The word lu can have many interpretations. Yesh lu mishamish b'loshin bakashav b'loshin halavai. Lu can mean when one is asking for something and he is saying halavai, if only it would be. Kigoin lu yehechid varecho. Halavai, if only it would be like you say. Lu shima'eni, halavai, you would listen to me. V'lu ha'alnu. Lu masnu, halavai that we would have died. V'yesh lu, mishamish b'loshin im v'ulai. And also lu can mean if. Kigoin lu chachmu, if they were smart. Lu hikshafta, if you would have listened, l'mitzvoisai, to my mitzvahs. V'lu anoichi shekel akapai, and if I would have weighed on my palms. V'yesh lu mishamish b'loshin shemo. And lu can also mean maybe. Lu yistameinu, like in this pasuk. Maybe he will hate us. And we do not find lu to mean maybe anywhere else in Tanakh. And now Rashi says that the word lu is really the word ulai. It comes from the word ulai, which also has the same three interpretations. Vehu lashon ulai. Lu comes from the word ulai. Kimoi ulai lo seilech ho isha acharai. Maybe the isha will not want to come after me. Lashon shema. So we see it means maybe. V'yesh ulai loshin bakosha, and ulai can also mean a loshin of bakosha, requesting halavai. Kigoin, for example, ulai yira Hashem ba'onji, if only Hashem will see my pain. Ulai yoshev Hashem oisi, if only Hashem would return me. Harehu kemoi lu yehechid barecho, it's as if it says lu yehechid barecho, just like over there by lu. It means if only, it will be like your words. Here also, ulai means if only in those instances. V'yesh ulai loshen im, and ulai can also mean a loshen of im, if. Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim, if there are 50 tzadikim in the city, will you still destroy the city? So we see that lu and ulai are the same. They both have three interpretations. They can mean maybe, they can mean halavai, if only, and they can mean if. Zot Rashi vayitzavu el Yosef, kimoi vayitzavem el b'nei Yisrael. Vayitzavu in this pasuk is similar to vayitzavem el b'nei Yisrael in Parshas Vo'ero. What does it mean over there? Siva l'moishu l'haron liyoy shluchim el b'nei Yisrael. Vayitzavem el b'nei Yisrael means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe and Aharon to be messengers to the b'nei Yisrael. Afzeh, here also, vayitzavu, he commanded them el shlucham, to their messengers, liyoy shliach el Yosef l'moilokein, to be messengers to tell Yosef this message. Vesmi tzivu, who did he command? Es b'nei Bilah, the children of Bilah, shehoyu regilim etzlei, because they would hang around Yosef. Shenema, like the pasuk says, b'hunar es b'nei Bilah ves b'nei Zilpa avi imoy. So the pasuk says that Yosef used to hang around with the b'nei Bilah and the b'nei Zilpa. Therefore, the brothers sent the b'nei Bilah to give this message to Yosef. Avicha tzivo, your father had commanded. Zakrashi shina b'davar b'nei ashalim. The Shvatim made this up and changed Yaakov's words because of peace. Ki lo tziva Yaakov kein. Yaakov never commanded this. Shelo nechshad Yosef be'enov, because Yosef was never suspect in his eyes to take revenge against his brothers. But since the Shvatim were afraid that Yosef would take nekama against them, therefore they made up this story, mibnei asholim, for the sake of peace. And they said that Yaakov commanded you that you should forgive us and not take revenge against us. We find another place where we see Shina b'bnei Asholim in Parshas Vayera, Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk over there says that Sarah laughed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that she would have children. She said, how can I have children? I am old and my husband is old. And Hashem went to Avram and said, why was Sarah laughing, saying, Ha'af umnam eled v'anizokanti? How can I have children? I am old. And Rashi points out that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avram, he only said that Sarah said that she is old. He did not mention that Sarah said that he is also old. Rashi says, Shino HaKosub Mibnei HaSholem. The Pasuk altered the words of Sarah because of the sake of peace. Sharehi Amra Vadoni Zokain, because she also said, not only am I old, but also my master is old. Zok Rashi Vaitis, Sono Lefesha Avde Elekeo Vicho. Zok Rashi Imavicho Meis, if your father died, Elekov Kayim, his God is still living, Vehem Avodov, and they are his servants. Vayelchu Gam Echov, and also his brothers went. Moisev ala shlichas, adding to the shlichas that was sent originally. Originally they sent the Bnei Billah. Now all the brothers came and said that we will all be servants to you. Zot Rashi ki asachas elekim ani, shemo bimekoyme ani. Maybe am I in the place of Hashem? Bitmiya, this is a question. Like is evident from the chat of Pasach, which is under the hay, which always means a loshen tema, a loshen of a question. Im hayisi roise lahoralochem, if I wanted to do bad to you, klum ani yochol, am I able? Vahaloi atem kulchem chashatem alai ro. You all ten wanted to do bad to me. Vahakarish baruch hu chashav l'toivah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended it for the good. V'heich ani levadi. How is it possible that I alone, Yochal Lohoralochem, can do bad to you? V'yidaber alibam, and he spoke words that will enter their hearts. Tevorim hameskablim alalev, words that will be accepted upon the heart. Ad shelo yiradatem lekan, before you came down here, hoyu meranim alai. They were slandering against me. Shani eved, that I am a slave. And through you, noida, it became known, Shani ben Chorin, that I am a free person, I am not a slave. Vani hoirigeschem, is it possible that I will go now and kill you? Mahapriyas Omrois, what will the people say? Kachel Bachram Ro, a group of young men he saw, Vinishtabeach Bohen, and he praised himself through them, Va'omar, and said, Achayhem, they are my brothers. And at the end, he went and killed them. Is it possible that one brother kills the rest of his brothers? So you do not have to worry about me killing you, because it would not be beneficial to me to have you killed. 10 neros are not able to extinguish one, so how can one extinguish 10? Albirke Yosef, the children of Mocher ben Menashe were brought up Albirke Yosef, Kitagumai, Godlon ben Birkon, he raised them between his knees.